Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Another wonderful day in the neighborhood. The Lord is with us. His return is very soon. And he's with us to help us. I love the Lord our God and King. He is always thinking of something good on our behalf. And as we get to know him, we learn things we can't learn any other way. All that he does is good. All that he does is pure. All that he does is wise. Full of knowledge, full of counsel, full of might. And he helps us get on board. And I recently learned how important it is to be wholehearted. Some people are wholehearted from the heart. Their purposes are pure. And they have a lot of love. They love God. They love his ways. They desire to be a blessing. But they haven't renewed their mind yet. And they have sorrow because they have because of the thoughts of old has hindered them from being all they could be. But thank God, he sent the Holy Spirit to help us sort all this out. As we receive his word, we can do all things. We can sort everything out. And the Lord is right here with you. He's not ashamed of you, what you don't know. That's irrelevant. Because we lack knowledge, that don't stop God's love. He wants you to begin the process of life. Receive life. And he will work with you. He's not ashamed of you. He can also count on you for some things. There are some things you can do. In whatever state you're in, there's some way you can serve God. And he loves you for you, not what you can do for him. And the more I learn about the Lord, I love him for him. And I'm very thankful for what he do for me. But I love him as a person. And I'm in awe of him. I want to serve him. And I love God for God. And I thank him for all that he does. We love him because he first loved us. He showed us his love. The love of God is one of the greatest gifts you can ever receive. And I learned things about the Lord over the years. He loves people deeply. He doesn't love with fake love. He loves with real love. He loves every soul. Not just the good people, not just the favorable people, not just people that act right. He loves everybody. And he wants them to have a living chance to receive salvation. I said it once, I'll say it again. He didn't die. He died for us collectively and also individually. And we should never consider wasting the blood of Jesus. We should receive what he's done for us. It's too important. And I'm motivated to love everybody. It doesn't matter what they're doing and how they treat me. Some people are not going to be right. They're not going to treat you right. But I'm so thankful to receive the love of God when I didn't understand that I love everybody that don't understand currently. And I ask the Lord to help me do things, say things, and help other people that can help them. Anything that I can do to help, I won't do. This is coming to life. This is what life is all about. And I deeply desire to do all that he's wanting me to do. And I want to see the greater moves of God again. in the charismatic movement, a lot of people received the Holy Spirit and they were interested in the things of God, and they listened to the men of God that were teaching correctly and teaching hope, teaching life, getting people healed, teaching people how to live by their faith. Mistakes were made, but people were tried. And a lot of good came out of it. But I've learned this revival is going to be a lot different than what we're used to. This move of God, the sincerest people that love God are activated to do things. I'm not sure that it will be obvious as much as it is effective. People are learning how to love God, how to love others, how to love each other. This is the move of God. And because they serve others, they're going to be able to be a blessing. They're seeking. Now we have people that are seeking to be a blessing, seeking to help people live, seeking God, seeking His face on how to do what He wants to do. Not trying to build up their own private kingdom, not trying to get a following. But those that really love God. And I love men of God that seek to be a blessing to people. Not trying to get a following for themselves. A big organization behind that back. No. But just the root love of people. Doing what Christ did for us. And living. Not betraying anyone. See, when people get in pride, you got to betray people. If you're in pride, you got to do somebody wrong. You got to get something the wrong way. You got to sneak and do stuff. That's why people get in pride. They also get in fear. They're concerned. Their focus is that image more than the things of God. And the enemy will exploit their wrong desires. That's why you have to drive them out of your heart. Everything that's not right, if it's not of God, drive it out. Just like Israel was supposed to drove out the Philistines and the Canaanites. You got to drive them out. Don't let thoughts that exalt themselves above God linger in your heart and in your mind. But drive them out. Get rid of it. We don't keep garbage. People with a healthy mind throw garbage out. We get rid of waste. Everything that's not of God is waste. It's better to get rid of it than keep it. But now the Lord is about to return and we're going to see things that we've never seen. And we're going to be able to do things. We're going to be enabled to do things we normally couldn't do. Because when God has a need and He activates you in life, He will work miracles through you. Just yield to Him. Don't resist the Holy Spirit. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Same thing. Yield to Him. Let Him finish His work. If He uses you to speak a word, yield to Him and speak that word. And the way I am, I was baptized in Jesus' name years ago. I died with Him and I rose to His life. I died to my life and rose to His life. I'm already dead. I don't feel the things that would make a man embarrassed. because I don't have a reputation of my own. I'm here to represent Jesus Christ. I'm here to represent the love of God, the wisdom of God, the purity of God. And I'll do whatever God needs me to do and enjoy life. See, when you're trying to build some kind of following, that's pressure. You're trying to make sure that everything is said the right way and offend nobody. That's pressure. But when you speak God's word, your tongue becomes His sword, and the things that He put in your heart does what He does, and it does what the Word of God does. As I endeavored to know the Lord, I drew near to Him to get to know Him. He would talk. But in my prayer room, He talked just like Jesus talked. Straightforward. Wise. It wasn't like in the religious world where people sneaking. They have secrets. They teach to not offend anybody. But God has faith in His people. Sometimes He'll rebuke His people when they're wrong. And those that want to know Him, he'll give them information. I'm like a middleman. I'm watching when I minister God's word. If people who desire God's word, He give me more information to relay. If they don't want to know it, He give me a little bit. If they can't receive but a little, He give me a little. He give me what people can receive. He helped me to understand life. And the words that He give me is life. It's life. Those words are life. They pertain to life. The people who are attracted to life, I yield to the Holy Spirit and He give me more to say. And then those who are making poor choices, He give me warnings. He give me what's appropriate for them to help them come out of their trap. And when people are doing wrong, they try to get me to do what they're doing. They want me to be angry with who they're angry with. That's the nature of people. But I consistently love people. I do it boldly. And steadfastly. And people have to, when they see that, they're challenged. When they see you live the Word of God all the time, no matter what, it challenges people. And over time, they'll see that it produces good fruit. And then people change their opinions and they start doing what God does. And they start desiring the things of God. And they come to a point, they'll listen. But when people are continually doing wrong, people, they don't have any light to come out of the darkness. And they get trapped by it. And I thank God that He's raising up people that will walk out the light, that people may live, not hide behind tradition. I have nothing for a cold religion and traditions of men that can't work. I don't like to see people headed to Him, knowing that life is better in Christ. In my relationship, He gave me such a peace and great joy as I obey Him and And I know the power of obeying God. It is good. And the darkness is terrible. It eats up your life. It destroys you. It does the work of a serpent. It poisons you. From the first bite, rots your flesh. And you slowly die without being able to fight it. Unless you receive the life of God. And you can literally drive out all the poisonous words spoken by the serpent. Satan. The world system. People that love the world. And all their persuasion and all of their lies you can destroy through Christ. Jesus gave us something and we have to receive it. He gave us life. He gave us might. He gave us power to choose to do better. And there's nothing we can't do. As we go forward in Him, we can live just like Him. We can appreciate and receive the life of God just like He did, just like He does. As He is, so are we in this world. And then the fruit that we bear is like Him. We bear fruit after our time. We believe on Jesus, we become like Him. It's enjoyable. I love every moment that I spend with you, and everything that I learn about, and everybody that I listen to is doing the same thing. I love to listen to Henry Gruen and Kenneth Hagin and others. The people that's doing the same thing, I love to hear their testimony. Now, you don't have to trust the mind of man. People can have a good heart, but they see things variedly. And the Word of God will divide the soul and the spirit. You'll be able to discern and understand what's of the Spirit, what's of the Holy Spirit, what's of the righteous man's spirit, what's of his mind. Because the things of the Spirit match the Word of God. They match the results of living the Word of God. They match the life of God. And when things don't line up with the life of God, don't line up. I like to simplify things. If it don't fit Genesis, it don't fit. You can always go back to what God did in the first place. And you can make that your living standard. One man, one woman. And people who have the marriages of one man, one woman, they did better. When they tried to have many wives, they got in trouble. They had unnecessary trouble. David married foreign wives too. He got him in trouble. Most of his trouble came from those foreign wives. Solomon got in more trouble because of foreign wives. It's not being foreign, but it's their witchcraft. It's their unholy heart that turned Solomon's heart. Why associate with people that love the world? And you love God. God's the one that put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. That type of oil and water don't mix good. But when you have a wife that loves you and you love her, you can't get better than that. Now, that were reasons that people had to have more than one wife. There were laws about it, which I'm glad I didn't live in those times. I'd rather have one wife. I don't like the Old Testament ways of doing things. Not with the mind I have. But it was important. And it was culture. God worked with it. Well, we can learn a lot from it. But if you stick with what God does in the first place, it's better. It's always better. And I love his ways, his wisdom, his word. Because life gets better and greater. As we trust him, we'll see what he sees. We'll have that God's eye view. Now, I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.